рано вранці на світанку окупант проклятий їхав танком із Росії на українську хату. На путі йому зустрілись хлопці з України, байрактарами спалили орка до загину. Винили чорну хмару, верби і тополі. Рідну землю боронили хлопці з України. Додавала хлопцям сили червона калина. Додавала хлопцям сили червона калина. Все втекла в ці москаля, що було немало. Смерть російським ворогам, Україні слава. Все втекла в ці москаля, що було немало. Смерть російським ворогам, Україні слава,
Україні слава.
And a popular singer from Ukraine who's also an honored artist of Ukraine, Yaroslava Rudenko with Vsepte Chlopsi. Bring it on, boys. We're waiting for you. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. З вами Павліна. Добрий вечір and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host, Pavlina. On today's program, a book review, and the author of the book actually features in the news from Ukraine as well. And we will have news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kyiv Independent, as well as our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, some events coming up in the local community. So stay tuned for all of that. And, of course, plenty of great Ukrainian music in this show. Coming up next, we are going to bring it home to Canada. And this is a very popular polka group from Toronto, Buria. And they're performing a song by the late Ron Cahoot, who composed this song, lyrics and music. And back in the day when he composed it, we all thought that it would stay just a story and a legend, but history is repeating itself. Here is Ron Cahoot and Buria with Fly Kozak.
Riding with his fellow Kozak at his side, and you can feel the Kozak full of pride. sadly. Freedom is for you and me. We are brothers for eternity.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 60 years. Since 1963, the Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit www.shevchenkofoundation.ca.
Ukraine is under deadly attack, and Ukraine War Amps is asking for your help with a donation today. Funds are desperately needed by Ukrainian defenders for bulletproof jackets, helmets, walkie-talkies, food, water, and gas, and by civilians, including children, for food, water, and medications, and when possible, escape to safety. Please donate today to Ukraine War Amps via PayPal, e-transfer to ukrainewaramps@gmail.com, or visit ukrainewaramps.ca.
Цей ліс живе, у нього добрі очі. Шумлять вітри, у нього в голові. Старезні пні, кушляті поторочі. Літопис тиші, пишуть у траві. Дубовий нестор дивиться крізь пальці. На білі вальси радісник берість. І сонний гриб смарагдовий куфальці. То, що напився і за день біліс. Багряне сонце сутінню лісною. У просвіт хмар показує кіно. І десь на пні під сивою сосною, так мені забивать доміно. Малі зерця блискають незлісно. Лише хмара втомлені громи. Поїдемо поговорити з лісом, а вже тоді я можу із людьми. Багряне сонце сутінню лісною. У просвіт хмар показує кіно. І десь на пні під сивою сосною ведмеді завивають домино. Thank you.
from Montreal. That was Privit from their most recent album, Allegories and Love Songs, and a song called C'est Lice, Je vais, The Enchanted Forest. And the music was by Mark Benarczyk of Privit, and the lyrics are the poetry of beloved Ukrainian poet Lina Kostenko. Earlier this year, Ukrainian-Canadian singer-songwriter Adrian Glynn of Vancouver was nominated for a Juno Award with his folk ensemble, The Fugitives. He also recently released his solo album, You're Just a Place That I Know. It was inspired by his grandparents' experience in a refugee camp in post-World War II Europe, where they met before emigrating to Canada. Adrian spoke with us early in March about the story behind his album. If you missed that interview, I'll put a link to it in the podcast show notes. Adrian also mentioned his upcoming album release concert on Sunday, May 5th, which will feature a full band, a full choir led by Adam Kozak Jr., musicians performing on the bandura and lira, and plenty of storytelling. Early bird tickets are still available, and for anyone who isn't available to attend in person, there are tickets available for a high-quality live stream. Adrian Glynn performs You're Just a Place That I Know on Sunday, May 5th at St. James Hall in Kits, located at 3214 West 10th Avenue, in Vancouver. Doors open at 7 p.m., showtime is 8 p.m. Tickets for early bird are $20 and $30 at the door, $15 for the live stream. For a link to the ticket vendor, check the podcast show notes. Again, Adrian Glynn performing You're Just a Place That I Know on Sunday, May 5th at St. James Hall in Kits at 3214 West 10th Avenue in Vancouver. Here's another song from his album. It's called I Will Wait to Hear From You.
When the army from you, and the quiet lake isn't even on the shore, I will wait to hear from you, to hear from you. When the mountains shift and the rivers plunge in you, when the planets drift and the seasons turn in you, when the glow of morning lights a different shade.
Край багатий, щедре мило нами, чисті води, ліси, гори, всього вдосталь є. Люди різні тут живуть, та щось є.
Mad Hatz is a legendary Ukrainian rock band. They began their musical journey in 1991. And today, Vadim Krasnoki has joined our studio for the first time. Vadim and his band about to start their musical tour across Canada on May 16. Metalheads will be playing the first concert in Victoria, BC at the Ukrainian Culture Center.
The most important thing about those concerts is they are going to be charity events. We are going to support the Ukrainian army. And we are going to support each other as well, because all Ukrainians are pretty much involved in this information about the war going every day. And from my personal experience, it's very frustrating. And we need to come together and sing the songs and have fun and support each other this way. I hope to see you at the concert. I will be happy to meet everybody personally, and we will sing together and we will have great time, and we will do something useful to help this war be won.
На краю се лахатина, загляда вікно смерека, а в хатині є дівчина.
Vadim Krasnoki will hold his first concert on his cross-Canada tour in Victoria on Thursday, May 16th at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, 3277 Douglas Street, and doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is 7. He'll be in Vancouver the following day, Friday, May 17th, in concert at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Church, 10764 135A Street in Surrey. Vadim's fundraising goal on this tour is drones for the armed forces of Ukraine. You can book your tickets online through Eventbrite or find the link in the podcast show notes. And up next is Madheads, which is a rockabilly group from Ukraine, collaborating with a reggae group from Bratislava, Slovakia. And here they are now with a song called No More War.
We want no war, we want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war, we want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war, we want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war, we want the peace, happy the peace.
You must see man, you are no Rambo, if he take over control. Madman in bank, I don't know. Lay down your arms and go home. Ram pa 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 me ra ta 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 ta. Why you pressure youth with the crazy set propaganda? Skrrr. Ra pa 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 pa. Until war a come, everybody is a top shotter.
United we are much stronger. Divided we are so weak. These days better be aware what you believe.
Say no more. We want no war, we want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war, we want the peace, happy the peace.
Дуже любимо ми мир, ненависна нам війна. Миру Європі, Україна вільна. Миру Маріуполі, курортний сезон. Донецьк, футбол і повний стадіон. Буча, радісне місто, а в Криму лунає українська пісня. Буча, радісне місто, а в Криму лунає українська пісня.
Рам-па-па-пам, ра-та-та-та-та-та. Зло прийшло до нас у хату, це не можна так лишати. Скр, ра-та-та-та-та-та. Фільмі люди сильні, разом треба зло перемагати.
United we are much stronger. Divided we are so weak. These days better be aware what you believe.
Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace.
And there no peace in the family, there no peace in the land. If you get your quarrels, now we have to stand as one. If we find the oppressor, cause they no place for run. We want to see the future, feel with a tongue we stand.
Ram pa 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 me ra pa 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 pa.
We fi win this higher war like nothing else a matter. Ra-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. Everybody a go suffer cause of the bank of granddada.
United we are much stronger. Divided we are so weak. These days better be aware what you believe.
Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace up in the east. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace up in the east. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace up in the east. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace up in the east.
No more war. Say no war. No more war. Say no war. No more war. Say no more. No more war. Say no war.
Спасибі, моє сонечко. Моє, моє сонечко. За той усміх твій не вдосвіт журбі, спасибі тобі. Спасибі тобі. Спасибі тобі. Спасибі тобі, моє сонечко.
And a brand new addition to the Nash Holos Music Library, that was Ukrainian singer Alexander Yashin with a song called Sonechko, Sunshine. Up next, popular and prolific Canadian group called Tutti Tam, which means here and there. Here they are from their first album with Lemko. Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна.
This is Anton Lysenko for «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. Don't miss our in-depth interviews on the «Наш голос» YouTube channel with Canadian and Ukrainian politicians, experts and artists. Find the link in the podcast show notes or simply search «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on YouTube. Enhance your Ukrainian culture journey with «Наш голос».
Вечоріє, повстанське серце б'є, а лента набої поспішно подає. Ах, лента за лентою набої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, лента за лентою набої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай.
а ворог атакує, і при це що сил. Юнак кулеметник їх правно косив. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Як сонце сходило, втомлений юнак, упав він ранений, упав він навзнак. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай.
До нього санітарка поспішно йде, в обличчя вдивляєсь, його пізнає. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Він в неї вдивляєсь, пече в грудях рана, біля кулемета дівчина молода. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. А ворог атакує в останній момент, наново заграв вже затихлий кулемет. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, лента за лентою на бої подавай, український повстанче в бою не відступай.
The Povstansky era song, very popular with soldiers in World War II and after, while they were fighting the Soviets. That was Lenta za lentoju, Pass a Magazine Cartridge, performed by Taras Chubai.
Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knizhka Corner, we will be discussing Stanislav Asayev's The Torture Camp on Paradise Street. The Torture Camp on Paradise Street, translated by Zenia Tompkins and Nina Murray, and published by the Ukrainian Research Institute at Harvard University, is a personal memoir of Stanislav Asayev's 2.5 years in illegal captivity. Most of it at the site of the defunct insulation factory, Isolatsiya, Isolation, in the city of Donetsk. This secret prison in the heart of Donetsk was called the Donetsk Dachau because of the unspeakable torture that was endured by its prisoners. Thanks to Asayev's efforts, the prison supervisor, Denis Kulkovsky Palich, was arrested in Kyiv in November 2021. The book began with Asayev's arrival at Isolation Prison at 3 Paradise Street. He soon realized that he was in a facility for prisoners charged with espionage, terrorism, and extremism. While in prison, Asayev was sentenced to 2 15-year terms for his work as a reporter. The conditions he endured were horrific. The aim of the prison administration was to terrorize its prisoners. Isolation administration's main job was to train the inmates to fear, constantly, without respite, day and night, because fear could manifest as nightmares or crippling anxiety about being roused. And abuse and torture were just the tools in its toolbox. Throughout the 23 chapters of this memoir, Asayev documented the ways in which prisoners were abused and how they managed to survive. Food was limited to an ounce or two of bread per man per day. Prisoners learned that time is your greatest enemy here. There was no exercise or outdoor recreation. There were no visitors. Everything had been taken from them, even calendars. Women were raped and men were beaten. Depression and suicidal thoughts were rampant among the inmates. Despite these conditions, Asayev survived. I must begin by reiterating that torture is a complex system of measures whose goal is not so much to break a person physically as to destroy them as an individual. His faith was a major factor in helping him to survive. The only thing keeping me alive was the promise of heaven as a future reunion. This book is difficult to read because of its graphic depiction of Russian treatment of Ukrainian prisoners. Asayev felt it was important for the world to know what they had experienced in the prison on Paradise Street. The accepted norms of prison life were ignored by the administrators of this institution, which was a torture chamber for political prisoners. The illustrations add context, and the addition of Asayev's writings from his isolation reinforced the horror of his experience. Perhaps the most poignant example is an atheist prayer, which is one sentence long. Dear Lord, grant that I may not be indifferent. This book reveals the existence of secret prisons in Russian-occupied territories in Ukraine. Asayev exposes the human rights abuses and war crimes committed in the prison facility known as Isolatsiya. It reveals the endless psychological and physical abuse inflicted on prisoners of this institution. It also exposes the cruelty and lawlessness of life in Russian-occupied territories. Asayev believes that Russia's war on Ukraine, which began in 2014, was an effort to destroy the Ukrainian nation. It was genocide. Under his pen name Stanislav Vasin, Ukrainian journalist Stanislav Asayev reported for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, as well as Ukrainian publications, Dzerkalo Tizhnya, Ukrainsky Tizhdeny, and Ukrainska Pravda. He was imprisoned by Russian-supported rebels on June 2, 2017, for extremism and spying. Asayev was freed as part of a bilateral release of prisoners between Ukraine and Russia in 2019. In 2022, he published In Isolation, Dispatches from Occupied Donbass. For his journalistic work in the conflict zone, he was awarded the Norwegian Free Media Award in 2020, the National Prize for the Defense of Freedom of Expression in Ukraine, 2020, and the Shevchenko National Prize, 2021. He now lives in Kyiv. The torture camp on Paradise Street is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Любі мої діти, мила мамо і тату, я йду на війноньку нашу землю захищати. Не плачте за мною, якщо в полі згину, все віддам за любу неніку нашу країну. Єднаємося, браття, в цю лиху годину. Нехай ворог знає, ми за Україну. Богу душу нашу віддамо єдину, за нашу землю священну Україну. На-на-на-на-на. Свята віра, за нами Бог і переведа, і ми проти того, що брат ішов на брата. А якщо війною, то не начувайтесь, нас ніщо не зупинить, слава Україні. А якщо війною, то не чувайтесь, нас ніщо не зупинить, слава Україні. На-на-на-на-на, на-на-на-на, ей, на-на-на, на-на-на-на, на-на-на-на. Не плачте за мною, якщо в полі згину, все віддам за любов. Не плачте за мною, якщо в полі згину, все віддам за любу неньку мою Україну.
Слава Україні!
And Yuri Horodetsky, affectionately known as Ukraine's Nightingale, performing a cover of Shabla's Bratya Ukrainsi, Ukrainian Brothers, which is considered the anthem for the defense of Ukraine. And now the latest news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest growing English language news organization. Stanislav Aseyev, a Ukrainian writer, journalist, and activist who has joined Ukraine's armed forces, suffered a concussion in combat and was hospitalized, according to his social media post on May 1st. Aseyev is known for his reporting from the Russian-occupied parts of the Donbas region before the full-scale war, which led him to spending more than 2 years in brutal Russian captivity. "I'm alive, although according to all the laws of physics and probability, I should have died," Aseyev wrote, adding, "The positions, unfortunately, have been lost. Now I'm in the hospital with a concussion." According to blogger and journalist Denis Kazansky, Aseyev was fighting near Ocheretine in Donetsk Oblast. The village has become the site of heavy battles. Ocheretine lies around 15 kilometers or 9 miles northwest of Avdiivka, a key fortified town captured by Russia in February. Aseyev, a 34-year-old native of Donetsk, remained in his home city after it was occupied by Russia in 2014 and continued reporting on the situation in occupied territories for Ukrainian media. The writer was abducted by Russian proxies in 2017 and jailed in the infamous Izolyatsiya torture prison in Donetsk. He was released in December 2019 in a prisoner exchange. During the full-scale war, Aseyev joined Ukraine's armed forces as a volunteer. Aseyev is also a popular prose writer and received the Shevchenko Award, the country's most prestigious prize for achievements in culture and arts, in 2021. Russia carried out an attack against Odessa using ballistic missiles, injuring 14 people and causing a large fire to break out. It also hit a postal depot of Ukraine's largest privately owned postal service, Nova Poshta. No employees were among the casualties. Russian troops attacked the town of Derhachi in Kharkiv Oblast on May 2nd, dropping two glide bombs on an area near the sports complex and residential houses. Seven children between the ages of 9 and 15 and a 76-year-old man are among the injured. Another 8-year-old boy reportedly suffered from shock. In the village of Zolochiv, two people were killed and 13 injured. Administrative buildings, a bank, and over 20 cars were damaged, and one house was destroyed in the attack. A Russian attack against Nikopol and Dnipropetrovsk Oblast injured 4 people. Russia carried out the strike with artillery and a drone. In Donetsk Oblast, a 57-year-old woman and a 64-year-old man were killed in the town of Hirnik, where Russia used multiple rocket launchers to carry out the attack. On May 2nd, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia attacked Ukraine with over 3,200 guided aerial bombs, nearly 300 Shahed-type drones, and over 300 missiles in April alone. In recent months, Moscow has intensified its attacks against Ukraine's infrastructure and population centers, inflicting severe damage and civilian casualties. In March, Russia attacked Ukraine with over 400 missiles of various types, 600 Shahed drones, and 3,000 guided aerial bombs. Ukrainian officials have warned that Russian aerial bombs represent an increasingly serious danger both for Ukrainian frontline troops and cities. Kyiv has appealed to its partners to provide additional air defenses to help the country repel Russian attacks. Germany has taken the lead, pledging to deliver its third Patriot air defense system and launching an Allied air defense initiative for Ukraine. After the U.S. Congress finally approved additional assistance to Ukraine, the Pentagon also announced the delivery of new Patriot missiles. Russia's full-scale war resulted in damage to 1,987 cultural facilities as of April 25th, the Culture Ministry said on May 2nd. Some 16% of this number, 324, were destroyed completely. Ukrainian cultural sites have often become targets for Russian drone and missile attacks as Russia continues to attempt to erase the Ukrainian identity. The latest figure accounts for almost 200 more institutions damaged or destroyed since the Culture Ministry's previous update from March. The list of damaged sites includes 958 cultural and social clubs, 708 libraries, 153 art schools, 114 museums and galleries, 36 theaters, cinemas, and concert halls, 15 parks, zoos, and nature reserves, and 3 circuses. This number does not include damaged or destroyed cultural heritage sites, which have amounted to 945 as of March. Club establishments, libraries, museums, theaters, concert halls, and art schools were damaged on the territory of 281 communities. According to available data, the most affected regions were Donetsk, Kharkiv, Sumy, Chernihiv, and Luhansk oblasts. The Culture Ministry noted that it is currently impossible to fully account for damages in Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson oblasts as they remain under partial Russian occupation. Hackers targeted Ukraine's largest mobile-only bank, Monobank, with a powerful denial-of-service or DDoS attack on May 2nd, the company's co-founder and CEO reported. DDoS attacks direct excessive amounts of traffic at a website in order to overload its servers, often causing disruptions to service. The bank's CEO reported a similar attack earlier this year. He did not say who he thought was behind the attacks, although previous threats had been linked to Russian hackers. Russia has launched thousands of cyber attacks against Ukrainian organizations since the start of its full-scale invasion. Russia is flying its kamikaze drones over the reactors of the occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, risking catastrophic consequences, Ukraine's military intelligence agency said. The agency published intercepted camera footage of a Russian drone over the plant. Its flight path supposedly indicates a direction toward the Ukrainian-held communities of Nikopol and Morhanets. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest nuclear power station in Europe, has been under Russian occupation since March 2022. Ukraine has repeatedly accused Moscow of using the plant as a launching site for drone attacks, presenting a serious security hazard. Military intelligence said that because Russia uses the nuclear power station as a drone launching ground, Ukraine cannot fire back in the area of 1.5 kilometers around the plant. The plant lies at the mostly dried-up Kakhovka Reservoir, just across Nikopol and other settlements that are targeted by Russian drones and artillery on a nearly daily basis. Since the summer of 2023, Russia also began using the plant's territory to train its drone pilots, according to the statement. The listed facts are another evidence of the criminal and irresponsible behavior of the Russian aggressor state at the occupied nuclear facility, which could have catastrophic consequences, the agency said. Drones struck Russia's Ryazan and Voronezh oblasts overnight on May 1st, causing a fire to break out at a Ryazan oil refinery. No casualties have been reported in either attack. Previous attacks and fires at the oil refinery in Ryazan Oblast were reported in March and April as Ukrainian forces launched a series of successful drone strikes targeting Russia's fuel industry. Since the beginning of its full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022, Russia has lost 470,870 troops in Ukraine, the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces reported on May 2nd. This number includes 1,030 casualties Russian forces suffered just over the previous day. According to the report, Russia has also lost 7,332 tanks, 14,096 armored fighting vehicles, 16,224 vehicles and fuel tanks, 12,044 artillery systems, 1,053 multiple launch rocket systems, 784 air defense systems, 348 airplanes, 325 helicopters, 9,561 drones, 26 ships and boats, and a submarine. And that's the news from Ukraine for today. Coming to you courtesy the Kyiv Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest-growing English-language news organization. For more up-to-date news stories as they happen, visit their website, kyivindependent.com, and make sure to follow them on social media. To allow this independent Ukrainian news team to continue delivering you news from on the ground in Ukraine, please consider becoming a member at kyivindependent.com. A Ukrainian group called Hulyai Dusha and traditional Ukrainian folk song Oy Te Halyu. Нагадую, ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос», радіо нашого коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. Нежа ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим, цими словами мудрості. Там тебе не бажають de tebe pochmurno vitajut. And our proverb of the week translates as, you don't belong where the people treat you gruffly. And with that, we've come to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. In between broadcasts, please stay in touch with us via our Facebook page, YouTube channel, and Instagram. For transcripts, audio archives, and a link to our podcast, visit our website, www.nashholos.com. And of course, you can also find Nash Holos on your favorite podcast app. And our time is about up, so we'll wrap up the show with Sluhai from Winnipeg and Chervona Roja. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks for listening and Dobranich!
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.